Anybody who's offended understood that too much, and you're white trash, okay?
Sarah!
If I die before my wife, she better turn me into a butt plug, dude. Straight up.
Oh my God, I know what that is. That's not a massager.
Hey!
Is that your husband?
It comes flying in.
Ding, 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 ding. It's always the people you would least expect.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Reif, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer. A show about all things that haunt you. From ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories. All told live from within Comedy Club.
Syracuse, what's up? How is everyone? Everyone's okay? Everyone's all right? Oh my goodness. Thank you guys so much for coming out, man. Welcome to the Haunted Homies Live Podcast. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Who here believes in ghosts?
Yeah, make some noise.
Okay.
Flip it. If you don't believe in ghosts, make noise. Oh, wow.
Really? Wow. Interesting.
Drastic.
A non-believer up front. This is good. This is good. No, yeah. It's better that everybody doesn't believe because we don't want everybody to be a yes man. You know what I mean? That's good. Stand your ground, argue on it. You're wrong, but that's fine. That's okay. Stay strong on it. What is it about the paranormal that you just don't believe in?
I don't know, just all of it. Don't.
All of it. What about this ghost town y'all call Syracuse? Spooky. You've just never had any kind of experience or anything like that. Interesting, because we got a lot of fan-submitted stories for this episode of people who have claimed to have real experiences. I hope we can convert you tonight, man.
Okay. Potentially. I can convert them so good though.
You're a believer? Oh, yeah. You've had experiences.
I have them on a daily basis.
A daily basis?
What?
Wait, and he still is just not a believer at all? Every day he's just like, you're crazy. I have no Are you dating? Are you together? You're
married?
You're married to a lunatic, in your opinion? In your opinion?
He doesn't love you. Yeah, you better chill the f*** out before she turns you into a ghost, man. She will murder you. This is impressive. So there's a lot of people here who have had some pretty drastic encounters. Now, we're often interested as to how crazy these encounters get. Has anybody here witnessed something so extreme in the form of, like, possession, physically attacked, like seen something thrown across the room, been thrown across the room, anything that level of drastic?
Has anyone ever levitated?
No.
No.
To an extent, but my mom had a hair salon in our house, and she literally...
Your mom had a hair salon in your house? That's the poorest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh, that's not a salon, that's just a hair dryer. Like, that's...
Every time you sit down for dinner, you just get a perm.
All right. So tell me about the ghost of her dreams. Go ahead.
You want to get some highlights? Let's go to the living room.
Literally. No, but she was washing someone's hair, and the mirror steamed up, and in it she saw the letters H-E and then under it L. And we know that the former owners, their uncle died of a heart attack in the house.
So she was doing somebody's hair, and the mirror fogged up, and in the mirror was written the words H-E-L.
H-E and then L underneath.
L underneath. H-E-L underneath.
I think it was going to say he left.
You think it was going to say he left?
I was thinking help.
Yeah, that's one letter away versus a whole sentence.
They weren't together.
Well, how long was the mirror? Oh, man. What if that's how badly she was f***ing up that person's hair? It was purely, what's it called when somebody uses their mind to do something?
Telekinesis.
Telekinesis. Yeah. So she was just like, we've all been getting a haircut and they're f***ing it up. And they're like, how's that? And you're like, so good. It's exactly what I wanted. Oh, no, that's a bigger issue. But you said somebody died in the house before?
Yeah, she died of a heart attack, and like I said, there was he on top, and then it started making another, like, word underneath. That's what I'm convinced of. But
the previous owner died of a heart attack in
the house. His uncle died. He lived with his uncle.
He lived with his uncle, and the uncle died of a heart attack in the house.
That was the craziest. I've never experienced anything except for in that house.
Okay, so there's other experiences in the house. Okay, all right, well, that's not super drastic. Nobody got harmed in that, other than the person who was getting their hair f***ed up, but...
That's my mom's fault.
Oh,
I'll be honest, really hard to take a paranormal story seriously when you're sitting like you're waiting for someone to push you in a swing.
Yeah, she's just
sitting like this
the whole time.
Just like, yeah, so my mom killed someone and they wrote help in the mirror.
And he lived with his uncle.
Uncle Elton. The uncle's
name was Elton?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
What about anyone else? Has anyone had
Yeah, something crazy like that.
Can you top that?
I woke up and had a handprint like slapped across my stomach.
You woke up and had a handprint slapped across your stomach?
I did. I have a picture of it.
Hold on, did you feel the slap or you just woke up and it was already there?
I was like getting ready for work and I saw it. I lived by myself and I had a handprint.
Is there any chance you slept like this? Because that's the best nap. You know when you fall asleep for like 45 minutes, you wake up with all the lines from your sheets on your body? That's the best sleep you've ever had. Is there any chance that happened?
It was not. I don't sleep on my stomach, and I measured it to my hand, and it was not.
You measured it to your hand?
Do you have a picture
of
it?
You really looked into this.
I have a picture of it.
Were you pregnant or anything? Because that would have been crazy.
The baby.
No. I was thinking a ghost being like, aw.
I thought you meant the babies like pushing the stomach.
Oh, no, that would have been way creepier, dude. That would have been way scarier. I don't know, man. I don't know what the abortion laws are like in Syracuse. I don't know.
Bigger than my hand.
Bigger than your hand. Okay. Well, I mean, has there been anything in this house that would make you suspect anything paranormal, or you just happen to wake up with this handprint?
I have heard every morning when I was getting ready for work, I was hearing like music in the basement. Like it sounded like an old radio.
Oh. You would hear music coming from the basement. What kind of music? WAP?
I don't know. It was just like old music. I could hear it in the background, and then I kind of thought I was going crazy. And then the dog heard it, and she would like growl at it in the morning. And then a few weeks later, I woke up and had the handprint, and then had my house saged.
You had your house saged. Do you feel safer now that you burned a giant cigarette in your house? Have you had anything happen since then?
I have not.
Really?
But the person that saged it said when they went to the bathroom that the sage went out 6 times.
The sage went out in the bathroom 6 times?
And keep it lit. They kept saying whatever was there didn't
want to
leave.
Damn. So if you took a massive dump in there, matches just weren't going to do it, huh? You imagine, you're like, this stink that bad?
What was the orientation of the handprint? Was it like, think that way? Like the ghost just came through and just went. And just slapped.
That'd be a starfish just.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm just picturing a ghost being like, yo, guys, watch this.
Just being petty.
2 weeks later, there's just a print just on.
Oh, and I measured it. It was bigger than mine. So,
but not bigger than her boyfriend.
Yeah. 6'7" over there. Which is a good size, 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Totally.
Wait, what kind of music do you think like ghosts are gonna be playing in like 30, 40 years?
WAP.
WAP.
Yeah, definitely. Ghost by Justin Bieber from the new album.
Yeah.
I just keep waking up at 3 a.m. and I swear I hear the Stanky Leg playing in the basement. I don't know what's going on.
The ghost of Soulja Boy's movie, instead of boo, you. So stupid. These are stories that have haunted people emotionally and mentally, not necessarily paranormally, but we figure it's terrifying in the same sense.
Yeah, and I would like to add that a lot of the haunted stories that aren't paranormal haunted involve penis. So that's a big fear out here.
Okay.
It's the first time that Corey and I read through every story and went 99 out of 100 of them involve being down.
Yeah.
It was...
It's
shout out to the men
scary.
Of Syracuse. Yeah. He creeps.
All right, I'll get into this one. This one's a little
wild. Let's do it. Let's hear it.
I had been single for 5 years and pledged to dive back into the dating scene in 2023. Heading into the new year, I had matched with one of the best-looking men I've ever seen on Tinder who was wildly successful, had a great sense of humor, and a ton in common with me, including being a single parent. Aww. Hey, make some noise for single parents.
Yep.
Honestly, though, maybe I was being catfished. In the start of 2023, I started it with a bang. Literally. That's what it says. I invited this man over to my apartment on January 1st.
Nice.
Prior to accepting my very forward invitation, he asked if I was open to kinks.
Yeah, man.
He mentioned being submissive and simply inquired if I had an open mind, and my single for 5 years said, hell yes, sir. I could definitely dominate your fine.
This is somebody who has not had dick in 5 years, for sure. Oh, okay.
But simply responded to him, I'll try anything once and twice if I like it. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. He showed up and was far better looking in person, had a cute little Staten Island accent. What's a Staten Island accent sound like?
Ah! No, dude. I don't know, man. They're trash people, dude. I don't know.
She opens the door. Hey.
I don't know, man. Whatever is off-putting.
And he showed up directly from work in a business suit. Fast forward, and I take this man's pants off and end up face-to-face with his in a metal cage with a lock attached to a leather thong. He then handed me the key and told me he had to earn being unlocked. Wow. Syracuse.
Bro.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I stuck to my word of doing anything because I'm a woman of my word, but twice if I like it did not apply here.
Man.
Why didn't he just go to prison?
Yeah, instead of turning his into a parakeet.
Yeah, treat my like a zoo.
Is there more to it?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay, all right, okay. All right.
Sarah...
Where you at?
Where you at, Sarah?
Whoa, does everyone know her? Everyone went, oh.
Everyone's like, not Sarah.
I feel like she's here, but until she heard our reactions to reading it, she was like, never mind.
We know you're here because you texted us saying, I'm in the showroom. So we know you're in here.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Ginger, find her.
Sarah.
Own up,
Sarah.
Own up to you getting ASPCA.
Do it.
All right. You'll be Sarah. I don't think you want to be Sarah. I really don't think you want to.
All right, you're Sarah. He's the guy from Staten Island. Go.
Cage.
Dude, I'm so intrigued by this because I feel like I've seen this in like torture museums where it's like a chastity belt for dudes. Like you physically cannot get hard in the cage because there's no room for it.
Oh, you think it's like a little actual tiny cage?
Yeah, if it's what I'm picturing is correct, it's like literally like the size of your soft penis. And then like you're not allowed to get hard, otherwise like there's nowhere for your dick to expand.
That makes, honestly, the entire time in my head, I pictured like a 12-inch by 12-inch just metal box. I was like, how does she not know there was a cage there until he took his pants off? Like an IKEA storage bin for his, just like walking around.
Like the worst remix to in a box ever. In a cage.
I'm just being...
In a cage, yeah.
Dude, I feel like this guy needs to go to that apartment where he got choked.
I'm still just picturing the in a metal cage, just wearing like a little prisoner outfit, just like help me.
Aww. Little black and white stripe.
Yeah.
I don't want to kink shame, but I just feel like cage free is the healthiest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're gonna,
chickens and
yeah
should be
yeah.
cage free,
free range. I would prefer. I think. God damn it, where is she? I have so many questions.
Someone came with her, so just
because I need to know how she got this unlocked. Like, what was the problem? How he said he had to earn it being unlocked.
Did he earn it, Sarah?
Did he? What?
No. Oh, here we go.
Who said that? Huh? God damn it.
It's an imposter.
Sarah, we'll make you a deal. We'll blur your face and change your voice. We'll make you sound like, ah. If you're willing to share.
I'm Sarah.
Damn.
God damn it, Sarah.
Has anyone ever had to unlock a from a cage?
Have you really?
Wait.
Okay. Did you have to put a key in the back slot? Like, how does that work?
Did you go through them and then?
It's in the front. Okay, walk us through this process, please. Okay.
Like a gate lock.
Now walk us through this process. Was it the same situation where like he needed to earn it being unlocked?
Yes.
And how did he do so?
Following
all directions, like clean the garage, mm-hmm. mow the lawn, mm-hmm. Venmo me $450.
Why do I feel like you're doing some double agent? You are Sarah. And you like waited to be like, no, she's not here, but I've also done the exact same thing. Oh.
Huh? Where's your husband currently?
Deceased.
Ooh.
Welcome to our paranormal podcast.
No, he's just working on his new kink. He has to get unlocked from his coffin.
Oh my God. Genius. Holy sh! Oh, he got cremated? That's hot.
Aww.
You keep him right here? Oh, that's so cute. Oh, man. You turn him into a suppository? Bro, if I die before my wife, she better turn me into a butt plug, dude. Straight up. They have like necklaces they can put your ashes in and stuff like that. Somebody better do that, or she don't love me for real.
It's like a see-through butt plug, so you can flip it upside down and just
like an hourglass. Oh my good. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your husband, but he sounded like a cool dude.
Yeah. But back to the cage.
I've spoken with him since.
Since he passed?
Yes.
What? Was Ouija board, medium?
Estes method.
Really?
Really?
Estes method.
He was protecting us at a ghost hunt we went on.
No way.
For those that don't know, Estes method is you connect to a device called a spirit box. It rips through radio stations like your Bumblebee from Transformers. But you're looking for the words that only stand out prominently. But Estes method is essentially where like no one can hear the questions that are being asked. You only hear what's being spoken. So that way there's no way for you to be like, is there anyone here? And then also here, I'm here. You have no idea what's being asked in regards to what you're listening to.
Doesn't sometimes radio stations go backwards too?
You can go backwards. You can change the speed. You can go AM,
backwards
FM.
Is the best because there would be no words going forward. So if you do hear a word, it's kind of impossible.
Yeah. Just for those that didn't know.
Interesting. So what kind of questions were you asking in the spirit box?
We were actually just asking if anyone was there. And it was the app that I had said protect. And then the person doing the Estes method said protection. And then it said necklace, which was this one.
Mm.
Then it said father, and I had my son with me, who was holding on to the necklace because he was scared.
No way. That's pretty adorable.
That was before the mean guy scared the crap out of me.
A mean guy? Like a mean spirit? What did he do to scare you?
Banged on the furnace loud enough that all of us basically jumped and what the f*** was that?
He slammed his cage up against the furnace.
Yep. Earn it.
Earn it.
Earn
it. Earn it. The urn, because the ash. Earn
I got it.
It.
I got it.
Thank you. 30% of people got it. That's good. Okay. Am I correct in the concept? It's like you can't get hard in it, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, dude, I've been in way too many Adam and Eve websites.
You're not supposed to even think about touching it while the person in charge is not there.
Wow. And do people just wear it throughout the day? That's crazy.
What if he has to pee?
You can pee through the hole. It's open. It's like it's slotted, so you can pee through it.
But what if
pee
you're
through it?
But what if he's you're just like a cozy car ride? Fellas, you ever hit the bumps on the side of the road? And you're like, what the fuck? Chill out, I-90.
Did you ever want to just go up to an occasion and just like pet it through the little slot? Like, ooh, you can't get out of it.
You keep your palm open like it's a horse getting a sugar cube.
Then it would try to come out.
And it would try to come out. Oh, my God.
You say, get back in there. You're grounded.
I don't know. And you guys think you're in love, dude. Not even a little bit.
You have no idea what we do in the bedroom.
Whoa,
we have no idea what you do in the bedroom?
You have no idea what we do in the bedroom.
I think we all want to know.
Yeah, I think we all want to know. And I think he doesn't want us to know.
Oh, he for sure is not into this at all. Say it.
Yeah, you have to tell
Can
us one thing.
Can you top cage? There's no way.
You got a hold.
What is it? Knife play? Ding, 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 ding. Holy sh!
Knife play?
All right,
real?
Like, all right, but how legit? Like, are you putting your down or like?
Down the chest and everything? Holy f-
dude.
Real, oh,
you guys
real
look
knife?
Like you own a daycare, bro. Like, you would never suspect. It's always the people you would least expect.
I'll be honest, I looked at him. I kind of expected that one from this guy.
I can see that. Now, are we talking like the little switchblade? Are we talking like Bowie knives or machetes? Or
like a samurai sword.
A raptor claw? Those are sharp.
Be careful,
raptor
dude.
Claw? As you walk in, just like...
You're about to get...
Yeah, it speaks fluent Staten Island. Knife play. I've never... Somebody asked me... Dude, a girl one time asked me if I would be okay being tasered and tied up. And I was like, not at the same time, for sure. Because imagine you don't like the taser, you can't get out of it now. Nah, I couldn't risk it, dude. Also, I don't like the last thing I want to do when I'm rock hard is you know. I don't want to yell like a bitch. Knife play, interesting. Now, is there a safe word with the knife play? I'm bleeding.
Ow.
Yeah, probably should come up with one. But
yeah, you should come up with one. Interesting, huh? Is anybody in? I don't know how you top that. Ninja stars. How you just toss in a writer? She just. Just catches it.
She shoots it back. Just using your like a nunchuck.
Oh, good one, babe. That one was sick.
Partial arts. What are we talking about, dude?
I know. Yeah, we got a little sidetrack.
Second story.
Yeah.
Second story.
Me?
Yeah, it's all yours, yeah.
Oh.
Sarah, if you want to change your mind, let us know. Okay, log line. My 3-year-old son got my vibrator and ran off with it, saying it was his toy, not mommy's toy anymore. All right. He thought it was one of those... Dude, do you guys remember those little... What the f*** were they called? Not Weeble Wobbles, but... Oh, God, what the f***? It's going to drive me insane. I'm going to think of it. No, not glowworm. No, it's a different... I'll think of it. Doesn't matter. Okay. I am a single mom, and I accidentally left my vibrator in a not very secret place. All of a sudden, while cooking, my 3-year-old son comes in with my vibrator and says, Mommy, what is this? I was like, Baby, that's a mommy toy. You can't play with it. He starts running away with it. There's a shiny part on one of the ends, and he said he was looking at himself. I was like, Baby, you have toys mommy doesn't play with. That's a toy Tucker doesn't play with. I assume Tucker's the child. And
Tucker's the vibrator?
Yeah. That's all I thought.
Leave Tucker alone.
Tuckers are out.
I was like, Baby, you have toys mommy doesn't play with. That's a toy Tucker doesn't play with. And he hid it behind his toy chest and tried to hide it. Since then, he keeps asking me where mommy's toy is. I don't know if this is really horror, but being a single mom is hilarious and kind of horrifying. Man. How big is this vibrator? Alexandria C? I know y'all are in here, man. I just want to know, like, was he thinking it was, like, I don't know, a Lego, or was he thinking it's lightsaber? Like, how big was this thing? Was this a bullet or a wand? I know y'all are in here, man. There's no way. We check in before we read these. Alexandria? Tucker?
It comes flying in. I'm here.
Oh, man.
All right.
That is tricky. I mean, I don't know how I would handle that circumstance. Yeah, I mean, calling it a mommy toy is a good one, but...
Can I share a really traumatic story that just popped in my head right
please.
Now? And I've never told anyone
for the
this
love
ever.
Of God, yes.
I just remembered this. So, sorry, Mom. my mom apparently had a gigantic massage gun. And
how
I
re- gigantic?
Big.
Like Nerf gun?
No, yeah. Like.
Oh. Oh, like that's... a Staten Island lawyer?
Yeah, big.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like literally my arm with the fist made at the end.
Fuck.
Yeah, big, right? And it was a vibrator one.
Uh-huh.
And I found it one day, and I was like, oh, cool, massage gun. And I started using it on me. And then my mom saw it, and I think she committed so hard to it that she massaged me with it.
No.
I'll never forget this.
Stop.
And then years later, when the internet finally was a thing, I was like, oh my God, I know what that is. That's not a massager. That's where my mom's pussy, and she rubbed it all over my back. That's a real thing. I remember this, dude. I've never told anyone this. Oh, I'll be honest, dude. God. Felt great. Felt wonderful. Not too just fantastic. 13-year-old me was like, yeah, that's the spot right there. Which is exactly what my mom would have said.
Your G-spots in your shoulder blades.
Yeah, dude, I just remember that.
Wow. Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, this is why I hate life.
Oh my God. That is pretty rude to withhold that from your kid, though, I guess. If he finds it, you know.
Yep.
Do some damage.
Yeah, we've never had this, though. We've never had where two people aren't talking for their story. Is Syracuse scared?
She might be using it right now.
She's looking for it?
Yeah. She comes back from the bathroom with a stutter.
All right, this third story here was written out. Corey said... We should bring this one to life. Oh, that was his note on it.
Okay.
So every once in a while we get stories that we feel like reading it doesn't do it justice, that we need to visually bring it to life. All right, so well, I'll read the story. Oh my God. All right, you ready?
Is this gonna be gay?
Corey picked it. What do you think?
Hey.
The story log line reads, I slept with a straight girl who was best friends with the girl I was talking to.
What?
I slept with a straight girl who was best friends with the girl I was talking to. Written by a girl.
Okay.
There we go. All right, here we go. It's Ashley's 21st birthday.
I'm Ashley.
It was 2020, right when COVID started, and we drove down to Orlando because they have a gay bar and Florida did not give a fuck about COVID. Her straight best friend, Tammy, was 20 at the time, but thankfully, she didn't get carded. We all got drunk, and we're dancing on stage. I went over to this girl and was flirting with her, but she was more interested in Tammy. Reminder, she's the straight one. They started talking and flirting, and this girl kissed Tammy. Yes.
You f-
Which really interested her at the time. We go to leave the bar, and that's all Tammy is talking about.
Oh my God.
And she even expresses how she wants to kiss that girl again. Being the smooth drunk I am, I ask her, do you want to just kiss that girl again? Or any girl?
You just want to kiss her again, or what?
She said yes, so obviously I had to kiss her, which is what we did right outside the bar waiting for our Uber. To paint the picture, both of us were blackout drunk thanks to Jameson and green tea shots. And Ashley, on her 21st birthday, was the most sober of the three of us, which also pissed her off. Tammy and I were laying on the ground, waiting for the Uber. But Ashley was mad and made us go to the hotel.
Go to the hotel. Get up. Oh, goddamn. Go to the hotel.
This is where she probably made the mistake she'll regret to this day. Tammy and I are left in the room while Ashley is crying in the bathroom, on FaceTime and drunk. And she doesn't think about the fact that we now are both alone in the bedroom of this hotel. Tammy starts to change out of her clothes, and one thing leads to another. Dude, that looks like my mom's vibrator. I see why Corey picked this story now. And one thing leads to another, and we, dude, you look like you just Mortal Kombat finished him and paused the game. We start making out and move to the bed. I'm on top of her, and she chokes the shit out of me. Tammy changes out of her clothes. One thing is, I'm on top of Tammy. You're on top of Tammy.
Are you 6'7"?
6'7".
Yeah, 6'7".
All right, I'm on top of her and she chokes the shit out of me. And then she spits in my mouth.
No. You said spit?
Yeah, spit. It didn't even say that. I just wanted to see if he would do it.
Is the story even still going?
Yeah, it is. That's the only thing I made up.
It stopped at green tea shots. He's just been...
Okay. I get back on top. Choke him and spit in his mouth. Feed your baby bird.
No. Mama. Go on.
I was so confused why Corey wrote, act this story out.
Ignore that part.
The kissing leads to neck bites. And while we're in the middle of everything, I remembered, oh shit, Ashley is still in the bathroom. And I say to Tammy, Ashley is gonna kill us. And in the creepiest and dark voice on the side of the bed, you just hear, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. Apparently, she was standing there watching us the whole time.
You little cunt.
The final line is, eventually Ashley fell asleep in a chair on top of Tammy because Tammy and I were going at it for hours. So I slept with a straight girl, ruined a friendship, all on this girl's 21st birthday. Wait, whoa. And Ashley is here?
I mean, I'm Ashley, but I'm 40.
Are you not the same Ashley?
No.
Then shut up, other Ashley.
Go spin her fucking mouth right now.
Yeah, go spin her mouth. Hey, get the cage. Go borrow the cage.
All right, so Kristen, where are you? Yeah! Oh,
there we go.
There we go. In the shadows. How was it?
Interesting.
Interesting? How, did you enjoy yourself?
I mean, obviously.
Nice.
She is the biggest boy you will ever meet.
We'll see about that. This should be a boy Olympics. Now, so I was kind of preoccupied through a lot of that. If forgive me if I reiterate some detail. You're gay?
Yes.
Okay, so you turned out this straight chick.
Apparently, yeah.
Nice.
Tammy.
And the other girl got jealous and fell asleep, basically.
She fell asleep in, like, the bathroom sink. Kind
in of. The bathroom sink?
Like a baby bird?
On the left side, you have, like, the bed. Then you have, like, a little desk area on the right, and then the bathroom right behind it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never f***ed anybody in a studio apartment before. I'm sorry. Forgive me if I'm unfamiliar with the layout.
Friend, while her friend and her both saw everything.
They watched everything? Did they record it? Now, that's probably for the best. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you invite her in?
No.
Rude. Why? It's her birthday.
Wait, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You made the birthday girl sleep in the sink.
Have you spoken to the straight girl at all since then?
Yes, I've spoken to both of them.
And what's the general consensus? Are you going back for seconds or what?
She has a boyfriend now.
So? Your dick ain't real? I don't see that as cheating whatsoever.
Yeah.
If anything, it gives his tongue a rest. I say you go for it again. I really do. Sounds like y'all had a good time. She spit in your mouth?
Oh my goodness. No.
No? Huh?
I said not that time.
Not that time. Oh. So there was a second time. The plot thickens. Oh my God. You guys have a dope friend circle, dude. You know what they did for my birthday last year? Didn't spit in my mouth, not once.
Hey, we tried. We tried.
No, you didn't.
Your jawline is very strong and hard to open.
It's like you're trying to pry a baby's leg out of a pit bull's mouth, dude. Yeah, strong jaws. Interesting. I don't know. Yeah, it's not necessarily a spooky story. It just kind of sounds like a dope birthday. That girl honestly sounds kind of ungrateful as to how fun her friends are. I wish my friends would make out in front of me.
Well, hey, if you ever do that again.
We'll wait till our birthday. Yeah. Our birthdays are right next to each other.
Yeah, yeah, days apart.
We should celebrate together.
Maybe I'll let you sleep on the counter. Upgrade from the sink if you're lucky.
What would they drink? Green tea and what else?
Jameson.
God damn. Ugh. Yeah, that'll... Jameson and ginger.
Jameson to get drunk and then ginger ale to get a fight in the morning.
Ginger ale fights hangovers?
I mean, if you mix it together, it's
not really nice. Really? Huh. How old are you?
25.
25? Yeah. Oh, you don't even get hangovers for real yet. Speak to somebody who's 47. It's like, no, you need to drink holy water after one shot of vodka. Prayer, mostly prayer. Bounce back after him. Okay, that was a fun one.
All right, so this will be the final funny story of the night. So it says, I've been a 911 dispatcher for almost 28 years. I've got a call about a man that bent his penis while having sex with his girlfriend.
Caged.
Caged. He was caged.
Okay. All right.
So it says, the penis one, I felt bad because the dude was in pain.
Yeah.
He said he was having sex with his girlfriend when his penis hit her wall, bent, and he broke it in half.
There's a back wall? No, I don't think it's that wall. I think it's what you know when you long stroking?
No. Like a rabbit, dude. 1 inch, 1,000 times.
It's like when you pull out just a little too far and you go to insert, it either goes butthole or like the little gooch area.
Oh.
I think that's what happened. I think that's the wall he's talking about. Yeah, nobody. Yeah, he wasn't breaking his on the back wall. If so, that dude, no empathy whatsoever, dude. You don't need all that.
Someone's grumpy.
No, I'm fine. It's just unreal. It's just another yet another unrealistic expectation of the male body. You know what I mean? It's fine. It's fine.
I like on this story, they put their gender as MILF. They put their age and MILF, LOL. Amy.
Let's go, Amy.
Okay, so can you tell me more about the broken penis?
Just said he was going at it, and he's like, I hit a wall, and it's just that I broke my penis.
And he called 911?
Yeah, that seems like you just go to the hospital. You guys are RNs? What? I don't like that this is a common thing.
Why has this never happened to us?
How big are these broken dicks?
Yeah, be honest, too.
I didn't know The New Guy was based on a true story. That's crazy. Do you guys remember that movie, The New Guy?
No.
What? Does anybody remember that movie from the early 2000s? Really? Yeah, he breaks his dick in the beginning of the movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's a classic, man. Anyways, continue. Anyway, it's a classic. Holy. Are they usually larger penises? Usually?
Like 6-inch large penises?
Like 5 inches huge.
Yeah.
How do you guys even doctors? Hello? I'm asking questions.
That's a real thing. Surgically open like the part of the shaft.
Do they fix it kind of the same as like a broken finger? You imagine you put your dick in a splint or a cage.
But you can't heal without letting the inflammation go down. And then you kind of put it all back together.
Hold on, someone Mr. Potato Head and just piece by piece reassembled it after it broke?
Frankenweenie. Dude, that would... Oh, my God. Like, your day's over, right?
But you guys didn't answer the question. So, like, how big are these that are breaking?
Yeah.
It can be any size.
Cool. That's good news.
Good, good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for all three of us. Good.
Amy, have you ever broken out laughing during a 911 call? Have you held your composure every single call? Or is it one time you just been like, you're stupid?
And we took it to talk about the people down there.
You in there judging people? Help, help! Police are on their way.
Yo. Yo, this bitch. Freaking out. It's hilarious. Listen.
It's my worst nightmare. Because you're calling already horribly distraught. You're just looking for a little bit of comfort and safety. Okay. That's an exciting job, though, to be a 911 operator. You got to hear some sad, scary, and hilarious stories. What's that?
2 more years so I can retire.
That's the attitude. You imagine talking to a hero, and they're like, I'm almost done. This is how she's gonna start answering the phone to her last year of work. 911, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah. Have you ever had a call 911 before?
Oh, actually, this is actually pretty funny. This is super random, but when I was 3 and my older sister was like 4, maybe 5, for some reason we used to call 911 all the time. And I have a ton of photos of me and my older sister with cops, because they got so used to it, so they kind of became friends with like my parents, and we would always take pictures with the cars every time they came. And then after like the 5th or 6th time, they had to put us on like a don't go over there if we call. Because we would always call. We, you know?
What were your calls like at 3 years old?
We were playing house. You know? So it's like, oh, we have an emergency. Let's call 911. And then we would call it, like, 911, what's your emergency? And we wouldn't say and then we would just hang up. Yeah. It was fun.
Shame. Shame.
I thought it was fun.
I think we're on to the paranormal stories.
Ooh, all right, back to spooky, okay? Everyone chill the fuck out. Let's all pretend we're around a big campfire right now. The removal vehicle that turned on by itself. Okay. If it was a Tesla again, just self-parking. I worked at a funeral home for the last 6 years, and to this day, I still have no explanation or anything for this story. Part of my job was to go into the funeral director, was to go in with the funeral director on call when someone would pass away in the middle of the night at home or at a facility that did not have a morgue. We picked them up right away. That's good. The funeral home I worked for used to be an old white Dodge Caravan. Wait, the funeral home I worked for would use it all. Okay, thank God. Okay. I was like, it used to be a van? Man.
The viewing is just two people in the back seat.
They just rolled down the window.
Yeah.
He's just in the seat reclined.
Is it an open casket? No, it's an open window.
It's a convertible. Yeah. Open casket's just convertible. The funeral home I worked for, you would use an old white Dodge Caravan to pick up the deceased person. We picked up an older woman that night. As I was pulling up to the funeral home garage, I turned on the van. I turned the van off and took the key out. It's an old van that the key has to be in the ignition, not remote start or anything. I put the key on the key holder in the garage, and when we went to the back of the van to get the woman out, as we were putting her inside the van, it turned on. The van was on and running. The lights were on and everything. The keys were hanging on the wall. We all left the doors unlocked, and I checked it out, and it was off. I had to get the keys to start the car that was already on, then turned it off. We just looked at each other a little spooked, and how could I not forget how it turned on by itself? Pretty cool, but spooky. Wow.
That's actually nuts. That is!
Yeah, put yourself in the position of the movie Cars, right?
What?
Think about the car having a personality and everything, and you just shoving dead people inside of it. Maybe the car had enough.
So he was gonna dip?
Maybe.
The car's like, I'm sick of this. Just drives away.
I mean, what, do you think it was the energy of the woman they picked up? Like, you think it was her soul that powered the car on?
Yeah, maybe. It's a cool idea.
It's a very cool idea. That's creepy as fuck. Where's Kara? Kara. You know who the you are. About 32. 5'7".
Are we really about to have a third person not admit to their own story? It's crazy.
They're chasing the car down the street right now. The car wouldn't start. That's why they're not here.
Yeah. No, they're here. They texted that they're in the room. We only read these stories if they say they are in the room.
Are we being intimidating, guys?
I feel like we're pretty accessible. I actually really like that story. We don't hear enough vehicle driven stories.
Yeah, that's why when I found it, I was like, that's incredible. I 100% want to talk to this person.
You know something? I wonder if you think back to the 70s, 80s, 90s when rock band touring was so massive, these giant tour buses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Think about how many people OD'd or the store, all the energy that went on these tour buses. I wonder if there's a haunted tour bus or something.
Probably.
There's been stories of haunted planes. There was a video a couple of years that went super viral. Somebody was cleaning out the plane or something. They saw there's a shadow figure that pokes his head out from the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, probably choked on one of those dry pretzels they feed us.
Just looking for water.
Or sat next to somebody who opened peanuts on their own. That's interesting, though. Damn, well, I wish Kara was here, because I do have some vehicle-ridden questions, but all right, sorry. Thank you, Kara. Nice story.
Next one.
That's interesting.
That's a later show.
Yeah, is that the later show?
No, I do my job very well. That is, for the record, this is our 14th show. This has never happened.
So we've made like the first two shows. We had like one person.
We had
one
grand total across 14 shows where someone we read the story and they weren't here, and we found them later because after they took pictures with us. So if one of you mother takes pictures with us and goes, "I was on the road that story," I scared fuck you.
Die several times. Scaricuse? That's really good. I like that, actually.
Scaricuse?
That title of the episode, that.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The thumbnail Scaricuse. Title.
They're all, because they're all too scared to talk to us?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. So this story starts like this. I used to work at a nursing home.
Hold on, wait. Did you really just say this story starts like this?
Yeah.
Instead of just starting the story?
Well, I needed to shut you guys up. This story starts like this. I used to work
what
at a nursing
home. What in the Halloween decoration of a laugh
okay,
is that?
Okay, I was about to say the same thing. I feel like we're in Target in
Jesus,
October.
Jesus, I know. Jesus.
Can we do one thing first? Can we see if they're here before we read another story? Please.
Shelby, yep.
Great. Yep. Finally, let's go.
Thank you. We're going to read it, and she's going to be like, no. Not me. I used to work at a nursing home and was into ghost hunting. I downloaded some app that wrote out words when prompted with a question. Sometimes it didn't make sense, other times it did. It was after hours, everyone to bed, and killing time before the shift ended. I opened the app and started asking questions, like, is there anyone here? I got a reply basically saying yes. So I asked if... wait one second. It's a typo.
This is the middle of the story. This is how it goes.
The middle of the story starts like this. So I asked if they know how they were, and they said stuck. And I replied, are you in purgatory, and how can I help you? And then they replied with, exorcist. Oh, and then two bed alarms down the hall were all going off at the same time. I went to check on them, and they were both sleeping in bed and haven't moved. The rooms were next to each other, so I went to turn one off, and by the time I went to turn the other one off, the first one I turned off went back on. This happened twice. These alarms are weight sensitive and only go off if there is nobody on top, and they were both asleep.
Forever?
No. They're still alive right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still alive. I went back to the desk and deleted the app. I was creeped out and called my friend on the way home because now it's 10 p.m. and pitch blackout. She was my ghost hunting friend, and she likes to say the Our Father prayer. So for 10 minutes on my drive home, we recited the Our Father prayer. I will never download a spirit box on my phone again. I've upgraded now to an actual one. That's worse.
I thought it was going to say, I only use Grindr now. I thought for sure.
I will spray some cleansing spray and tell the spirits that they are not allowed to follow me. You watch the videos. Good. All right, Shelby. I want to hear about this.
So I used to be an aide, and basically I was...
Wait, hold on.
You need to use an adult voice right now.
Can we get Minnie Mouse a megaphone, please?
Yeah, there aren't 80-year-olds sleeping around you. You can speak however you'd like.
Can you hear me now?
God damn.
Yeah, talk like that.
That was actually perfect.
You sound like Ashley. Yeah, I am.
It's ma'am. Can you go get us some of their hearing aids?
I didn't hear you.
What's that?
I didn't hear you.
That's better. Okay, so kind of walk us through this. So you're on your phone. You got an app for a spirit box. Already, huge mistake. And it brings up an exorcism that they need help getting out of purgatory. And then the bed sensors go off. Do these bed sensors only go off when, like, the person has gotten up out of their bed?
Yeah, they're the little pads that go underneath.
You switched over your voice. It's so cute.
So, like, if they move out of the bed, that'll go off. And these two little people, they were, like, sound asleep. Because I put them to bed. And then as soon as, like I said, I'm looking around, I was like, this I'm deleting this. And then, like, both bed alarms, like, were going down the hall, and so I, like, ran to them. and they were both sleeping. So I was like, okay, this is weird. So I turn it off, and I go back to the. Can you hear me again?
Yep, I can hear.
And they're side by side, so I'm like, okay. And so I turned it off, and then I go, and then as soon as I turn the other one off, like the other one starts.
What the f*** was that?
Was that your husband? Was that your f***ing husband?
Tell us the truth.
Just banging his cage on the ceiling? Holy dude, was that not like the exact noise?
Is there anything above us? What is it? A racetrack?
A racetrack is above us?
What? Where the f*** are we?
Horses?
Oh, it's Dale Earnhardt Jr. Hey, anybody who's offended understood that too much, and you're white trash, okay? That was a good joke, dude. Y'all, dude, it's been like 20 years. Okay, this is an intriguing location for me, because here's the thing. I love old people. Like, I thoroughly enjoy a nursing home. I love listening to old people's stories. How often... What? You didn't know this?
I like long walks on the beach and hospice centers.
I do, man. I love an old person,
the ICU.
Man. I love a good old person, man. I really do. How often does somebody pass away in this facility?
Well, I don't work there anymore, but I work in the...
If it's Van Dyne, it's like daily.
Was it Van Dyne?
Every day.
What's that?
I'm a nurse now, so it's fine. But like the one time I was really in a patient and she was like already dead and I didn't know.
Guys, shh.
So in the nursing home, like we line people up to like go to bed. I don't work in the nursing home anymore, but like it's fine. And I'm like walking, putting all these other people to bed, and I look down and I see this girl and I'm like, okay, let me put you to bed. And she was already dead.
I can hear.
And I was like, she's dead.
Can we talk about the fact that you're ghost hunting in a nursing home? Like you're stalking a pond?
Yeah, it's like fishing a Red Lobster.
You're just walking by the rooms with your ghost staff. You're like, I'm gonna talk to you in a couple months. What word do you want to say? Let me know. Let me know now so I know it's you. Okay, strawberries. Okay.
You're training them like a dog, basically. Like, here's how this works.
This is a cat ball. You're going to put your energy into it to speak with me, okay?
I know it's a fucking cat ball, isn't it? Knocks off the counter.
Yeah, that seems a little preemptive. But, I mean, I just like hospitals, I imagine nursing homes are, in hospice centers are wildly haunted. I would imagine people pass away every single day there. I mean, granted, I mean, look, there's always a constant debate on, like, where somebody goes or why a place is haunted. Some people, sometimes it's not where they pass away at all. Sometimes it's a fond place of theirs, where they lived. So who knows? I mean, you hope they pass on. You hope they don't. Oh, man, it would suck to stay wherever you die, right? Yeah. Choke to death at an Olive Garden or something.
Unlimited breadsticks.
Unlimited.
For eternity.
Yeah, that is scary to me. You don't work there anymore, right?
No, I'm in a hospital.
You're in a hospital now?
You
That's
ever fixed a...
right? I hate investigating hospitals, dude.
Yeah.
I really don't enjoy it.
Because it's complicated. It's always hospital where it's like illnesses, tuberculosis. Yeah. But then there's like mentally unstable quarters.
Those are the scariest
Then there's
ones.
The violent crime quarters. Then there's like the children area. So you get a little
What was
a multitude.
The one we did in West Virginia?
West Virginia Penn.
No, it was the insane, the old mental hospital. But
Trans-Allegheny.
Yes.
West Virginia would have been Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
That's the one with the creeper upstairs, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
That place, dude. Because that used to be a hospital and for a hospital at first, and then they turned it into psychiatric ward, right?
Correct. Yeah, it was a multitude of uses, and there's different. Yeah, they added a prison later, but it was meant for at the time where you could be like, I don't like my wife anymore; she's crazy, and then you could just drop her off there.
She sees ghosts.
I'd be running it in a week.
You'd be running it in a week. She pulls out her raptor claw. See, those places get. Because it's really like it's like investigating four different places at once. Because each wing or each floor of it is a completely different circumstance as the people who live there. So the energies are going to be all different. Sometimes you have people who were there wrongfully and just maybe they were like genuinely physically sick and mentally they were just fine. And then you get people who were like genuinely disabled and like really needed help. And then you get people who did a lot of really bad things.
Yep.
And you always make me go to the bad things place.
Because you're a bad boy,
no,
Matthew.
I'm not. Yeah, dude, I'm a good person. I've been to church.
That's the same building where Lily exists.
Yeah.
One of the most, where we like all read like a pirate story.
Yeah.
And then 1,000 feet diagonal is where someone had like their skull crushed in by their own bed.
Yeah.
It's the same place where there's like little children's spirits that you can literally read bedtime stories to and they interact with you. And then also violent criminals and people that were like brutally murdered.
See, that's why I like a hospice center or a nursing home, because like you know who's there. Old people.
Are you talking about alive or dead right now?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, old people ghosts aren't as scary to me. Because I feel like they live their life, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like they have less unfinished business, you know?
Might be a little racist.
So we'd have something to talk about. Oh. You know? Still a comedy podcast, you guys. Still joking around. God.
I do got a question, though. So you went from the nursing home and then switched jobs to the hospital, right?
Because I upgraded and I became a nurse.
Did you switch just because you thought you'd get better evidence at the hospital, ghost hunting, and you can tell the truth?
Well, it is haunted. It used to be the one hospital I work at is like, there used to be an old pediatric ward.
Someone's
dad's calling.
Oh, someone's got to take their plan B.
They just got hit.
Yeah. This was the cutoff for it. We got till tomorrow night.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I feel like I'm not scared of an old person ghost at all. They can never bite me. They're just like leave little like denture marks. Like little...
I can see that.
They're cute. And they play good music. Like I wouldn't be... If it was like a ghost in my basement that was just playing Sam Cooke or something, that'd be awesome. I wouldn't be mad at that at all. He's got a whole playlist.
Mm-hmm. Little Dizzy Gillespie.
My ghost makes me a playlist. Man, that's kind of adorable.
Dude, old people are like turtles. I just put this together.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love old people because the older they get, the more they morph into a candy cane. Yeah, you ever see an old person walk like this? You're like, that motherfucker got some stories, dog. That's what I love. Whenever I meet an old person with good posture, I'm like, you ain't been through, dude.
He's like, I got drafted when I was 6 years old.
Yeah, exactly, dude. The worse your posture, the better your life was.
That's just Satan slowly pulling him towards hell. Just...
Oh, my God. The weight of life on his shoulders just weighing him down.
Wait, turtles, old people, I'm sorry?
Just because you're saying about the teeth, like, I feel like if a turtle bit you, that's what it would be like. And then also, turtles are really slow, and old people are really slow.
Okay.
So I feel like old people are like turtles.
Yeah, you could catch an old person.
Yeah.
We find out the number one cause of elderly death is straws.
Oh, man. They can't reach for it. Just fucking throw out their whole neck. Interesting. That's sometimes a fun way to kind of wrap up the show is because we have heard some stories from some people who are here. We appreciate that. Now, we get to grill you guys for questions for an hour and a half, but sometimes people come to the show and they're a little bit inquisitive about us and what we do and the paranormal investigations that we've been on and our interests and opinions on the thing. So we would like to open up the floor. If anybody has a question for us, preferably paranormal-based, then you can ask away. We'll answer a couple before we get out of here. Who has a fun one? We're right here. You were first.
I guess my question is, do you guys have any, like, pet ghosts that have followed you?
First of all, that's how you speak in public, by the way. Like, that's called projection, okay? Now, do we have any pet ghosts, like Pokemon? Is that what you're asking me right now?
I have pet ghosts. I have one that I keep that follows me that I have all the time wherever I live, and then one in our apartment. And whenever the people upstairs are fucking, we always just say that it's the ghost coming at it.
Wait. What's your ghost, a Tasmanian devil? What is your ghost pet?
What's up?
I was at Goodwill.
Ooh, she got money.
I found this little sculpture
I bought it. And I took it home and shit started to happen. Posters would, she was my roommate at the time. Posters would fall off the wall. Things would get knocked off the counter.
Ever since you brought the owl home.
I brought the owl home and like, I would lock it over, like I would have it in like a trunk when I was moving places. And after I took it out, it would get fucking scary. It would be mad at me, whatever. His name's Oscar, it's great.
Oscar the owl.
All right. You're shopping at Goodwill, and it sounds like you should be going to Salvation Army.
That was very good. Also, get rid of the owl.
I consider him like a pet ghost. He's really cool.
I've told her this before. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, now he's because somebody, the last occupant of our current apartment, died in the apartment.
And you're blaming it on a pet fake owl?
She's a different ghost, and we just joke that they're like together now.
You can't just set up a ghost play date. How did that person die? Do you know?
So actually, we weren't told that they had died in the apartment until a neighbor told us. So every other apartment in the complex has carpet on the floor of like the living room. Ours is hardwood.
So a murder. Oh my.
And then 3 weeks later we moved in and her name's Diane.
Who?
Who killed who? Them? Who?
I know, I was trying to work it in too. I was like, where's the owl pun?
What was your question again?
Oh, do we have any pet ghosts?
No, not right now.
No, can't say that I do. That is always adorable though. You see that a lot online all the time about like people like their dog will pass away and like the cat will be like playing with it or something like mm-hmm. that. Or there'll be like dog footprints on the couch or something like that after the dog mm-hmm. passes away. That's always adorable to me. That I wouldn't mind that at all. If I was haunted by the ghost of like a previous pet, yeah. That would actually be so adorable. I'm not really afraid of ghost animals at all, I don't think. I don't think. What's that? Pet Sematary, one of my favorite movies. Love Pet Sematary, such a good movie. The original's better. The actually fun fact about me, and nobody asked, but the scariest scene in any movie in history to me is in Pet Sematary, the original one, when like the sister has like the twisted spine and everything, and is like yelling the name, and she's like crawling to it. That is the scariest scene in any movie that I've ever seen in my entire. It creeps me the. Yeah, I know it's just a disabled person, but it's creepy, dude. Spoiler alert, dude, it's from like 1979, bro. Go watch it. Jesus Christ. You know the Titanic sank, right? Recently.
Titan-ish.
Titan-ish. Okay. Another question.
Next question.
We talked to you already. You have a good one?
What's your like favorite place that you've ever been to?
Favorite place I've ever been to? I was just in Hawaii. Oh, never mind. Okay. upstate New York. No, okay. Favorite haunted place? For me, it was recently when we went to the Conjuring House. That was awesome for me. Loved that. Yeah. I know you guys have been before, but like you know I'm such a nerd. And like yeah. That's my favorite scary movie franchise. So to go to like the original location that the first movie is actually based off of was amazing.
And
to
who
me.
You went with, the original investigators to the Conjuring House.
Yeah. Is that episode out yet?
No. It will be out in 4 weeks.
Wait for it. It's awesome, man. We got some of the coolest EVP I've ever captured before.
Yep. And the car being pushed off the...
The car being pushed off!
Of the side table.
Like three times.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, yep. That was some of the coolest evidence. And I'm just a big history nerd, so to me, personally, that was my favorite place we've ever investigated.
My ancestor was mentioned in the movie.
Your ancestor was mentioned in the movie? Who?
Mary Esty.
Who was that in the movie?
No, that's someone else.
She was hung in the witch trials.
She was hung... One of your relatives was a witch? Your eighth grade grandmother? Oh, eighth great grandmother. Okay, I was like, what?
I heard the same thing.
Each year,
yeah.
You get a new grandma every grade.
Yeah.
It was my eighth grade one.
My 13-year-old grandmother.
Okay. All right. That's my favorite place. Corey, what about yours?
It's got to be Dracula's Castle in
Romania. I'm so jealous I didn't get to go to that.
It was insane there. It was wild.
That was before we met you. That was before we started filming with you.
No, you offered me to go on that trip. I wouldn't go because you were going to stay in the Romanian forest at night. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Wait, I offered and you said no because you didn't. Oh, because you didn't.
It was supposed to be part of two trips. It was supposed to be the Chernobyl trip.
Yeah, we did Chernobyl.
With that. And it was just too long of a trip for me at that point. It was like a 2.5-week trip.
Yeah, you didn't want to go in a forest and do black magic, pussy.
Yeah, man. I can't risk it, okay? But yeah, you guys did go to that. You guys said you got some of the best evidence ever there.
Yeah, Dracula's castle was remarkable.
I want to go back. I know. I know. I was busy with my eighth grade grandmother.
Talking like an RN.
What about you? What's your favorite place you've investigated?
Mine's going to be Warren Museum. Forever and always, it'll be Warren Museum.
Turn that down, too.
Yep, you did, yeah. To be in that room filled with all of the items that literally inspired, beyond like the paranormal side of things, like the greatest horror movie franchise in history, all of the real items that all of those movies came from are in that room. It was really, really cool. And we met Arnie Johnson when we were there, which is when you saw the third one, you know, who Devil Made Me Do It. Like, he was there. We met him.
Will you give a little bit of backstory for the people who don't know who he is?
Devil Made Me Do It was Arnie Johnson stabbed someone to death under demonic possession. It was the first case in United States history to plead not guilty due to demonic possession.
He beat it.
No, he went to prison.
He
murdered him. He really murdered him.
Oh.
Like, he did it. Like, he really, really did it. Like, whatever they do in the bedroom, nothing. Like, he did it. You know what I mean?
But the devil made him do it.
Yeah, but the devil made him do
how
it.
How long was he in prison for? Do you know?
I think 20 years, and he got off early good behavior. I could be off on my numbers a little bit, but he did exit early. We met him, and we talked to him, we interviewed him, and they was basically pre-investigation. They were like, we want you to meet a guy who got possessed by one of the items in this museum.
What was the item? Do you know?
The dinosaur is like one of the key items, but in reality, his brother was possessed, and he challenged the demon in his brother.
That's a whole movie, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, they tie in a couple things. So they're basically saying, don't challenge the demonic, because it'll take you over, and I might murder Corey. And I was like, this sounds fun.
And that's why I didn't go. That's exactly why I didn't go. You called, you offered, and as much as a dream come true as that would have been, I can't with it, dude. Ghost stuff, all day. Possession, I'm good. Syracuse, thank you guys so much for coming out. I hope you guys enjoy Haunted Homies. Look out for your episode very soon, and we'll see you guys very soon. Have a great weekend. Bye, you guys.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover, because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast, and I will see you next time.